Well, good morning. Good to be back again and see most everybody. And had a busy week. Sure, everybody probably has had a busy week in one way or another. Let's start by turning, or you don't have to turn there, I'm just going to read a few verses, but Psalm 102. Psalm 102, we're going to read just, going to start in verse 13 and read to 16 or 17 here. It says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how he formed us. He remembers we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. The wind passes through it, and it shall not remain, and it shall no longer know its place." Anyway, what I was thinking about was time and man's life, man's years. And here it just says that it's like grass. Grass is something that comes up and it has a purpose, but then it's gone, you know, within months or days or, you know, maybe a year. But it comes up and it serves its purpose, and then it's gone. And as I'm getting older, I just think a lot about my life and the time I have. You know, I'm now into my 30s, and you know, even if I live a long life, my life is already a third over. You know, and the time span of my strength is probably already half over. And it's just, you know, it just hits me a lot of times how short my life is and just how soon it's going to be over, you know. And I just wonder sometimes what am I going to do with the rest of my life? What's the purpose going to be of my life? You know, time is probably the most valuable thing we have. You know, time and health are the two things that we have, and yet we spend so much time working for other things. Just, you know, what am I going to try to accomplish in my life? How many things can I get done today? But I just want to encourage us to think about what matters and what we want to look at the end of our lives. What do we want to look back and see? You know, those are probably the things that are most important now, even though it's harder to see them now. Another verse in James chapter 4 I wanted to read. James chapter 4, 13 to 17, we're going to read that. It says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does it not, and does not do it, to him it is sin." You know, here the Bible compares our life to a vapor. Vapor is something that you just, you know, see coming off the water. It just appears for a little bit and then it's gone. And it's just, you know, sometimes when we're young especially, it seems like, you know, getting old is a far thing. It's way out there in the future somewhere, but it's coming up. And it's just good to remember that we're not going to be here forever, you know, to spend time on stuff that matters. I was talking to a man in Walmart just this past week, and he was saying how he had like 8 or 9 brothers. And I asked him, I said, "Do they all live in this area?" He said, "Yeah, they do." He said, "But," he said, "we never see each other." He said, "They're mad." He said, and he said, "Oh well, you know, let them be mad." You know, it's just this, he was just living without his family, even though they all were in the area, and he had lots of brothers and sisters. They're just something had probably happened in the family and he just, you know, didn't get along. It's just sad that he's just, that gift of family and of relationship was just, he didn't have it. And sometimes we work so hard for our projects and pushing our own agenda that we can tend to push other people out and push God out of our lives. And it's just, you know, when we're old and on our deathbeds, relationships with other people will probably be one of the most important things that we could have. And anyway, just that's something precious that we can build now and just love our brothers and be who we're supposed to be now. That way we have something as we grow older. And let's just be thankful for the time and health that God has given us and do the best with what he's given us and do the best with the time that we have left. Does anyone have any prayer requests? Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for the sunshine. And thank you for the goodness that you've given us. Thank you for giving us all time here. And pray that we would give that time back to you to use it for your honor and your glory. Pray for Kamal and Nancy on their trip. You'd bless them with safety and help them to be a blessing to the people that they meet with on their trip. Bless Brother David as he brings the message for us this morning and help us to learn and put into practice the things that we hear and need to do. In Jesus' name, amen.